Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine yourself freshly graduated from high school and about to be on live television for the entire world to see. No big deal.
Yeah, right?
And you're still a teenager. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSO, and we're about to meet Kat from Encinitas, who is that voice contestant with John and Tammy in the Morning. Morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Kat, I'm going to be rude right off the bat. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
18 years old. And what have you been doing?
I was on The Voice. I had my audition in June, and I just graduated from high school, but I deferred a semester of college, so I'm just at home hanging out.
All right, so being on The Voice, what can you share with us right now so you don't ruin anything or break any rules? What can you share with us that so far is happening?
So for my blind audition, which aired a few weeks ago, I sang Vienna by Billy Joel.
Love that song.
Thank you.
Did you first hear that song on 13 Going on 30?
No, but so many people have said that to me.
That's how my daughters got into it. They're like, do you know this song? I'm like, of course I know this song.
I'm a huge Billy Joel fan.
Do you guys know that song, Vienna?
Yes. Are you familiar with Piano Man? I'm just joking.
God, stop.
I was going to have John pull out his harmonica, but we won't. It's an inside joke. Sorry about that.
So when you're at your blind audition, and we're live on television, or it's being televised,
yes,
and you don't know, I've always wanted to talk to a voice contestant about what this was like. What are the nerves? What's going on in your stomach when you're wondering if someone's going to turn around? And how can you focus on why you're there when you're, I imagine, super stressed out? What if nobody turns around? Is that happening at all?
Yes, it's totally happening. I'm Christian, so I was praying a lot. And when I got there, because it's pre-recorded, I just kind of had the mindset of, if it's really bad and I mess up and nobody turns, then they won't play it and no one will ever have to know, and then it'll be fine.
That's a great point. I never thought about it. That what a great positive way to take a negative thought and turn it positive for you.
Did you at such a young age, and I mean no disrespect, but at such a young age, were you insecure? Were you thinking, how could it possibly be me? Or were you the opposite?
I'm still thinking, how could it possibly be me? Honestly, it's just been the weirdest experience ever.
What else can you tell us that we can know right now if someone hadn't seen your blind audition?
So Gwen and Blake turned for me in my blind audition, and I chose Blake.
Were you angry at the other two who didn't? Like, hey, what's wrong with me? Jerks? I've always wondered that.
Oh,
like,
no.
You guys are jerks. Why couldn't you have turned around, too? Did you want to know why they didn't turn around?
Yeah, I mean, Kelly actually told me, she said her team was almost full, but if it wasn't, she would have turned for me. And she said, like, if no one else had turned, I would have turned, which was cool. And John, I actually played the piano in my audition, and John is the one person that plays piano, and he didn't turn, but
that bothered you, didn't it?
It didn't. Honestly, it didn't really bother me.
Kat, come on.
I mean, everyone, the thing that's so cool about the show is that everyone has a different taste in music, and they're all looking for different things to be on their team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just,
they have a strategy.
Yeah.
For sure they do.
Mm-hmm. And my style was what Blake and Gwen were looking for, and, you know.
What can you share with us? What's happening next?
I can share that the battles begin next Monday.
Okay.
And you'll have to watch.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll be rooting for you for sure, honey.
We've got our reason to watch The Voice now, a reason to cheer on Encinitas' own Kat, 18-year-old high school grad, soon-to-be Grammy Award-winning artist.
All right, there we go. We'll take that. We'll take that.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. All right. Should we sing Vienna going out? Ready?
Ready? Go
Three,
ahead.
Two.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can't sing?
That makes sense. Oh, well, I suppose that does make sense that you're not allowed to. All right, John, your turn.
No one wants that. No one wants that. Let's hear the man.
Calm down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
John, Tammy in the Morning coming at you live with some of the Billy Joel music from The Stranger. Here's Vienna. All right, thank you, Kat. Best of luck to you. I guess the show starts again Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All the live shows on Monday. So we're going to see 18-year-old Encinitas' own Kat cheer her on. A reason to watch The Voice, thankfully.
Exactly.
I was looking for something to do this fall. All right, here's Kelly Denick.
Nope.
Coming up in 8 minutes, just in case you want to know what's going on with the traffic. Seriously, I should have called in sick today. I'm a wreck today. 50 does not look good on me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.